262 million. That's how many Americans age 5 or older were counted in the 2000 census. And although we think of ourselves as a highly mobile society, most of us stayed put in the last half of the 1990s. We lived in the same house or apartment. If we did move, we often didn't move very far, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
As a society, America is aging, and older people move less frequently than young people. Americans own more homes than they did in earlier decades, and that too makes us less likely to pack up and move. According to census data released yesterday, 8.5% of the U.S. population moved to a different state between 1995 and 2000. That's down about 1% from a decade ago. Management consultant Ann Kelly is one of those long-distance movers. After getting an MBA from Harvard, she took a job in her hometown, Washington, D.C. A few months later, she got a phone call from a former colleague.
And he said, "How are you liking being back in D.C.?" And I said, "Well, it's funny you should ask. I'm actually hating it." And he said, "Well, do you want to move to Seattle?" And I said, "Well, maybe." And so I got on a plane a couple of weeks later, did a weekend visit, and basically moved out the following month.
The largest percentage of those who move are in their 20s and early 30s. Kelly fits in that category, and she has other typical traits. She recently completed her education, and she's unencumbered by kids or family.
I do still have a lot of friends who just pick up and move to new places, and there's something very appealing about being able to restart your life every couple of years. Obviously, at some point you need to settle down, but for now it's very fun and it's very easy.
But it's apparently not so easy or so much fun for most Americans. The census data show that roughly 54% of Americans were in the same house they were in 1995. And says demographer Audrey Singer of the Brookings Institution, of those who do move, most stay within the same county.
I think that's very interesting, and it tells you a lot about Americans. Despite the fact that we are one of the most mobile societies in the world, we are free to move around, we have the ability to move around, people are much more likely to make a move that's close to home.
In addition to being rooted with family and friends and schools, many economic experts believe that the trend toward two-income families is making it harder for many people to move far away. Finding one job is tough enough. Finding two is that much more difficult. Americans have always moved because of jobs. Beginning in the 1980s and continuing through the 1990s, much of the job growth was in the West and the Southeast, and that's where many of the interstate movers went. But William Travis of the University of Colorado Center of the American West suggests another factor may also be driving the Western migration.
Economists and demographers are also debating whether or not a lot of the migration to the West is amenity-driven.
In other words, quality of life issues, open space, mountains, lakes and streams, affordable housing, and low taxes. Travis believes that as the baby boomers age and retire, many of them will make one final move to the West because of quality of life. But one demographic fact is crystal clear. The boomer generation will represent the largest number of older Americans ever, and policymakers will face new challenges when it comes to housing, transportation, and medical care for those in their community. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.